It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, May 22, 2018. Today is the birthday of American artist Mary Cassatt, born in 1844 in Allegheny City, Pennsylvania. She spent her early years with her family in France and Germany. From 1860 to 1862, she studied at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. By 1865, she had convinced her parents to let her go to Paris, where she took private lessons from leading academic painter Jean-Léon Gérôme, copied works of the old masters, and went sketching. In 1868, her painting The Mandolin Player was accepted at the Paris Salon, the first time her work was represented there. After 3.5 years in France, the Franco-Prussian War interrupted her studies, and she returned to Philadelphia in the summer of 1870. Back in Europe in 1871, she spent 8 months in Parma, Italy, the following year, studying the paintings of Correggio and working with the advice of Carlo Raimondi, head of the Department of Engraving at Parma Academy. In 1873, she visited Spain, Belgium, and Holland to study and copy the works of the great masters there. In June 1874, she settled in Paris, where she began to show regularly at the salons, and where her parents and sister Lydia joined her in 1877. That same year, Edgar Degas invited her to join the group of independent artists later known as the Impressionists. The only American officially associated with this group, Cassatt exhibited in 4 of their 8 exhibitions, from 1879 to 1886. Under their influence, she revised her technique, composition, and use of color and light, revealing her admiration for the works of the French avant-garde, especially Degas and Manet. Degas, her chief mentor, provided criticism for her work, offered advice on technique, and encouraged her experiments in printmaking. Like Degas, she was mainly interested in figure compositions. During the late 1870s and early 1880s, the subjects of her work were her family, the theater, and the opera. Later, she made a specialty of the mother and child theme, which she treated with warmth and naturalness in paintings, pastels, and prints. Her role as an advisor to art patrons benefited many public and private collections in the United States. From her early days in Paris, she encouraged the collection of old masters and the French avant-garde. In 1873, she had urged the then 17-year-old Louisine Elder to buy a pastel by Degas, and the two women became close friends. Cassatt was eventually instrumental in shaping the Havemeyer collection, most of which is now in the Metropolitan Museum. Failing eyesight severely curtailed her work after 1900. She gave up printmaking in 1901, and in 1904 she stopped painting altogether. She spent most of the war years in Grasse and died in 1926 at her country home, Chateau de Beaufrene. She was 82. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 22, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.